You're listening to Life Aquarian, a soul's journey through the human experience. And now, here's your host, Leanne.
Hello, everybody. What is up? It is your host, Leanne. I'm so happy to be with you today. Lots has happened since this last podcast. Whoa, that was last week. What a difference a week can make. So before we get into it, I just want to thank you all for being here. Thanks for spending this time on your Friday with me, or whatever day you're listening, whatever day, whatever time you're listening. Thanks for being here. It means a lot. I have had so much change in transition, and I'm not even done yet. So there's been a lot happening for me. And when I say a lot happening, I will start with the good news. I manifested something that I have been, a couple of things that I have been desiring to manifest for a few years now. I've been doing the apartment life for 3 years. It was duplex living before that, apartment before that. So it's been a while since I've been in a single family home, and I have desired that experience again. And I wasn't sure how I was going to make it happen. We never really are, most of us. And I've learned to not control that and be worried about it and just allow things to come. So I wasn't sure how this was going to be brought to me. And it came in rather suddenly and a little unexpected, because I had this other like sub manifestation happening in the background too. I was prepared to go on this journey by myself, and that's really how I visualized it, is me getting my own home. But it turns out that I'm sharing it with my favorite person, the love, my love. And we just got our keys on Thursday, and it happened soon. My lease isn't even up for a while, so this was just very, very sudden, but it's all good things. And there's going to be more on that later, because I have a lot of content already that I can share on this experience, but that, and that's to come. But today I want to talk to you about something else, because this is kind of important. This is a theme that comes up in my life a lot. So let's talk about food and how it relates to your vibration. I'm going to start with a little backstory on me. So when I first started going through my spiritual journey, when I first started the Life Aquarian podcast, that was in 2010. And if you're new here, welcome. This whole podcast, this whole thing, the whole reason I'm doing what I'm doing is because I started my spiritual awakening in 2010, and I decided I wanted to share this journey with other people. I wanted to share what I was learning. I wanted to share what I was experiencing, what I was thinking, feeling, who I'm meeting, because I have been blessed to be surrounded and connected to so many different spiritual teachers, mindset coaches. I get connected to professionals in this world, and that started once I got on this path. Just started attracting all these great people in. I've had some of them on the podcast. There's more people coming. So I can't wait. Love having guests. I love sharing that with you and introducing you to people who've been really impactful, important in my life. And that being said, I had my psychic Elizabeth on here a couple weeks ago. If you want to go back and listen to that podcast, it's out there for you. But I started looking at food differently. Once I started looking at my life differently and my thoughts and energy and all that, I started looking at food differently. And I was already getting to the point where meat just didn't taste right. I would be sending food back. Like, this chicken tastes weird. This beef tastes weird. It doesn't taste good to me. I didn't like it. I couldn't understand what it was, but once I started really studying energy, I began to understand that everything is energy, and we absorb that energy, whether we're in a space or whether we're consuming something. Everything we consume vibrates on a scale. It vibrates at a certain level, just like our thoughts. Food does too. Beverages do too. And I began to make this connection, and let me just put a disclaimer. Before I get into this, I'm going to tell you, if you are eating meat and cheese and all the things, more power to you. I am not condemning anyone's lifestyle. I'm sharing my experience. I am sharing my truth. This is my truth. If you have a different truth, that's okay. And I encourage you to explore that. But this is my truth. So I began to realize that the food I was eating, these animals I was eating, I was absorbing their energy. And this was before I actually became a vegetarian, before they started doing cage-free and whatever you want to call it, grass-fed, whatever it is, however they're humanely treating the animals before slaughter now. This was before that. And I was picking up on their suffering and their pain and their trauma. And so the first thing I did, it was very easy. The first thing I did was I gave up all like pork, beef, and chicken. And I was just, I was pescatarian first. So I stayed with like the fish. And I'd never eaten a lot of fish before, but I used this as an opportunity to do that. I really loved salmon. And I found fish to be a great substitute for this. But I made that connection between when I eat this, I feel like this. And it ain't good. When I eat this, I feel more angry. And here's something that maybe you don't know, but I used to have a really bad anger problem. It's something I've dealt with my whole life. Anger. Outbursts. Saying things I regret. Destroying things. Like a tornado. Just destructive energy that was going to rip apart anything in my path, including my relationships. I didn't care. I would be consumed by my anger. This was before I started down this spiritual path. I'm a much different person today, and I'm different every day. I get better every single day, but I used to have this really bad temper. And it was really difficult to be around me. That's something that I heard a lot. And I get it, and I know that it's true, and that's why I do this work, y'all. That's why I dedicate my life to this practice, because I don't want to go back there. I don't want to be that person again. I do not. But I also realized that the food I was eating was not just feeding me, but it was feeding that energy. And I can't have that. I can't. I want to set myself up for success. And I know that a lot of you listening understand what this means. We have a daily practice that we do. Whatever that means. Nice walk in the morning, little workout sesh, reading, journaling, scripting, meditating, affirmations, whatever it is for you. For a lot of us, it's a combination of all these things, and those things change as we change. We add new things in, we take things out. It just depends. But that practice is important, and we maintain that practice because we know that if we want to be up here, that if we want to be at the highest vibrational state that we can possibly be to attract in everything that we want, if we want to serve people the way that we're here to serve them, we've got to take care of our vibration. We have to. That is the number one. That is number one. Take care of your vibration. Your vibe impacts everything in your life, and everything in your life impacts your vibe. And I realized food is no different. So, gave up meat, became pescatarian. I don't even know how long I was a pescatarian. Maybe a couple years. I don't really know. I don't know. But what I can tell you is it was probably a year and a half, 2 years. I don't know. But I was in Mexico. I used to be a travel consultant. So I traveled to Mexico a lot. And I was in Mexico on vacation. And it was actually a trip that I won. I used to win a lot of free trips. Pretty cool. Other things that I've manifested. But I was coming back to my room, and there was a little blue crab by the door. Like, you know, kind of hanging out underneath a plant. And he was so cute. And I named him Alejandro. And I started talking to him. And I just felt this connection to Alejandro the crab. And after that, I was like, uh-oh. Because one of the things that justified my not eating fish was, who connects with a fish? You know, pigs, you connect. Yeah, we see that all the time. People have pigs as animals, cows, sure, yeah. But a fish, who connects with a fish? Who connects with a crab? Who connects with a shrimp? You know, it's a lot easier to eat an animal you don't have a connection with. And I connected with Alejandro that day, and it changed everything for me. Now, I will say that a few years later, I got into a relationship with my now ex-husband, who told me that he made the best salmon ever and he really wanted me to try it one day. It was a temptation that I could not refuse. And so I ate that salmon on multiple occasions, and he wasn't lying. It was really delicious. So I did I did go back and eat fish after that day. A few different times. But I haven't had fish in, I don't know, 2018 maybe, something like that. 5 years. I don't know how long it's been. Then I started on a vegan path. Then I started this vegan journey. Because then I began to realize, you know, what happens to cows. I'm not going to get into all this. But there's some sadness there too in the dairy industry. There's pain. There's suffering that happens with these animals. And I love animals. I have a heart for animals. And the idea of them suffering is just heart-crushing to me. So I started learning how to become vegan slowly over time. You know, that was a big stretch. I waited 10 years before I even tried. I had the idea in my mind, the ideal me is vegan. And I will tell you this, I love food. And so if I'm traveling and my only plant-based option is eggplant something or other, I'm not eating that. I'm going to eat vegetarian that day. So I do eat vegetarian when I travel and when I'm away from home. If it's between me crying because there's nothing for me to eat, which I have done and I will do, or having dairy and or eggs that day, I'm going to go with the dairy and or eggs. Meat's not even on the table. Don't even care about that. But I will be vegetarian during times that warrant it. And those times are getting fewer and further between, thanks to the advancement of technology, but also more and more people adopting a plant-based lifestyle. That means more options are becoming available for us. And here's the thing. I love food. I always have. I don't necessarily like to cook. I cook out of necessity. I cook because I enjoy food, and I find that not a lot of people have the talent for cooking it and making it taste great. And once I became plant-based, that was even more obvious to me, because you got people cooking steak that are like, oh, you're vegetarian? Here. Have this eggplant parmesan. No, I don't like eggplant or summer squash, by the way, or most squashes. So that's another thing. It's like, summer vegetables. Uh-uh. No. You got to give me more than squash and eggplant. And there's a way to do this and make it incredibly delicious. And that is also one of my passions in life, is to show people that you can have an incredible meal and not harm a single animal in doing it. More on that later. I'm still figuring that out. I'm thinking about having meal prep, co-working. I don't know. I'm thinking, if you think you might be interested in doing a meal prep class with me, or a meal prep session with me, or a meal prep group or whatever, let me know. Send me a DM, comment, wherever you're listening to this. I'd love to hear your feedback, because I'm definitely thinking about teaching some courses in the future about how to make delicious meals that are plant-based. So, yes, food, vibration. I wanted to raise my vibration. I wanted to increase my intuition, because I had this knowing that I was here to guide people. I'm a projector in human design. I just found that out a couple months ago. Didn't even know. But I intuitively knew I'm here to guide people. I'm a channel. I get messages for people. I connect with the angelic realms. I connect with God. And I get these messages for people. And sometimes they're not always not always are they messages that people want to hear, but sometimes it's the things that they need to hear. But that's my gift, and I've known this. And I wanted to really tap into that. And I realized that in order to be more connected to source, I have to raise my vibration. And a quick way to do that is to be more mindful about what I'm eating. You know? So that's a quick way to get there. There are different ways to raise your vibration. There are so many. There are countless. But food is a big one. And so that's just something that I'm going to encourage you to think about. So that's part one. Part two is, once you come to this realization that the vibration of food impacts your vibration and your overall state of well-being, you then become disciplined in maintaining that lifestyle. And so for me, this is why I'm thinking about food prepping classes and stuff. I've discovered the importance of food prep. I have to have prep. I have to have a plan. I have to know what's going on. I have to either know when I'm going to be prepping the food. I try to have something prepped at all times, because I'm busy. I have things going on. I'm wearing multiple hats. I'm doing a lot of different things. And anger is real, y'all. It is real. And I try to avoid that too. Back to being in my power and my high vibration stuff. I try to avoid it too. Try to avoid the anger monster. So one way to do that is to make sure I already have food ready to go. Because if I don't, what does that mean? If I don't have food ready to go, I am probably going to make a bad decision. Sandwich, pizza, burger, whatever. But when I have that food prep, even if it's something I may not be desiring in that moment, it's still food. It's still prepped. It gets eaten. And most of the time, I don't eat out. I only eat out when I'm with company. Yep. You want to know why? Because the company that I keep doesn't understand the value of meal prepping. They don't do it. And if I don't bring food with me when I go, that means I'm at the mercy of them either being willing to cook something with me or we have to go out and get something. But whose fault is that, y'all? Whose fault is that? It is mine. Because I set myself up for success when I'm home, but I have not been setting myself up for success when I leave. Not always. Rarely I will bring the meal with me. I'll be like, okay, you know, and one cool way to do it is just like always having some potatoes, a salad, black beans, tofu, something. Pull a quick bowl together. Even if it's like, let me bring an apple, whatever it is, a grab and go. But I have realized over this past week where things have been so busy and the moving and the keys and the this and then that, and I didn't have my meals prepped. And that has affected my mood. It has affected my productivity. It's affected everything. And so this is me calling myself out in front of all of you saying, I know what I did. I know I could have done better and I want to do better for myself because I deserve better. You deserve better. The people I serve, the people I work for deserve better. My partner deserves better. I am not at my best when I'm eating crap. I'm not. So even though I was really busy yesterday, I took some time to meal prep. I made some potatoes, I made some beans, and I'm marinating tofu right now. And I have something to eat when I get hungry. I had oatmeal that I made the other day, made a couple batches, so I had that ready to go. I do some green smoothies every morning. It's a great way to sneak in a bunch of spinach, whatever else you want to put in there. So I've realized this, and I want to share that with you. I'm going to ask you, think about it. What are you eating? How are you setting yourself up for success? How are you setting yourself up to have a higher vibration? I'm not condemning anything that you're eating. I know that there are higher vibrational versions of these things I've talked about, but this is just asking the question and also saying you're worth it and you're worth more. And so as you go through the weekend and get ready to start another week, I want you to really think about how can you set yourself up for success next week through food. You know, my boyfriend says to me often, like, he can go all day without eating. He'll go all day without eating. He'll be really hungry later, but he'll go all day without eating and he'll be like, you're always hungry, or you're always talking about food, or I'll try to plan dinner, you know, the night before or that morning. He's like, I don't know what I want to eat. Like, I'm not even thinking about that yet. I have to be thinking about it. I'm not ashamed. Yeah, I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat on Wednesday, on Monday, or at least what it could be, because I have to. That's what I have to do, because it's important to me, because I want to feel good and I want to be in a good mood and I want to be loving and I want to be kind to people. And if I wait till the last minute, the chances of me being that version of myself become slim. So think about it. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to connect with you. Let's keep the conversation going. You can email me, lifeaquarian@gmail.com. You can pop on over to Facebook, send me a message, or respond to the post for this podcast, or make your own post, whatever you want to do. But that's facebook.com/lifeaquarian1111. Find me on Facebook, Lee, L-E-I-G-H hyphen A-N-N-D-R-U-E, Instagram. Find me on Instagram. That's me on Instagram. And let's talk about it. I'd also be interested to know if you have any desire to take some cooking classes with me, or, you know, meal prepping or whatever. And I'm also going to be opening up readings / intuitive sessions very soon. So if you're interested in working with me, let me know. Shoot me a message. Let's do it. At the very least, I want to just be friends and help you raise your vibration too. Help you live a more positive, happier life. Because if you're listening to this right now, chances are you're aware of the fact that you're here for more, that you have a mission, and that you are a helper. You are here to serve in some way. And the way that we do that is to be at our best by taking care of ourselves, nourishing ourselves, mind, body, and soul. Thank you for joining me today. Have a fabulous weekend. I'll see you next week. Well, I won't see you. I'll talk to you next week.